Let's keep things going with an incredible storyteller and poet. She runs the I can't even say the name of the show that sponsors the zine you do because it's got a bad word in it. She runs a zine called The Skid Mark for another pop-up show in Chicago that is also a great comedy institution, and she is just so talented and great. Please welcome Arielle Adkins.
Y'all, this one's a work in progress, so bear with me. This is called My Infinity Gauntlet. I also run a food drive, if anybody's ever cared about those. But it's called The Drive, and our next show is on January 26th at Pinwheel Records in Pilsen, if you guys ever want to go or if you want to go next Friday. So you should look that up. It's called The Drive for the Homeless, so thanks. All right, cool. I'm going to start now. My Infinity Gauntlet. In a corner of my comic book store, hiding from the attention and smell of Yu-Gi-Oh! Players, I'm fervently reading Marvel's 1991 Starlin event, The Infinity Gauntlet. I'm in the fifth issue when our favorite artificially created Man of Gold, Adam Warlock, reveals to Thanos, after his crushing defeat, his greatest weakness. Warlock states, three times you have triumphed over incredible odds to gain the ends you desire, and three times you have subconsciously supplied the means to your defeat. Thanos never wins. Not because Warlock is unstoppable, or because the Avengers never give up. It's because he has never truly believed that he can. He's the master of subconscious self-sabotage. Y'all hear that irritating ring? That's the sound of comic book nerds all over the world with too much time on their hands screaming, the 90s were too abstract at the top of their lungs. Ignore them, they don't get it. Here's why. Second grade, a teacher notices that I can do all of the math in my head. 2 months into the school year, I'm ahead of the lessons and have to be given extra quizzes to keep me busy. One late morning, she calls me to her desk. I'm told that I will be going to the advanced math class for the rest of the year. 1 month later, the advanced math teacher sends me back to my original class with a note that says, Arielle stopped doing her homework, rarely shows up with her book, and talks during lessons. In my standard class, I consistently turn in B-level work. The excitement for math I had before is gone. This happens again in the fourth and sixth grade until the teachers finally give up on me. Around 9, I learn what self-hatred is. At 12, I have violent daydreams of my death. By 16, they are visions of suicide. I don't know the meaning of suicidal ideations, but I know that something is wrong. A cousin shoots herself in the head with a gun she bought out of fear. She struggled with bipolar disorder, but everyone called her touched. My mother tells me that she lived alone in her million-dollar house and often had fits. She used to ask family to stay with her when she felt afraid, but no one wanted to walk down her never-ending wallpapered halls lined with mirrors that reflected nothing. We visit the house after she passes. I can't stop staring at the stain on the love seat. It's the closest I've come to seeing death. In the car, I ask my mother what will happen to her. Will she go to heaven? Will she rest? No, baby, she says without looking at me. You can't take from God what is his. I don't know what it means to be touched, but I overhear conversations around my grandmother's TV that tells me it's a made-up white people's disease. Black people have suffered too long to struggle with the mind. God is the only healing we need. He will lead us to glory in the end. Nearly every day of my life, I've wanted to die. At every goal I set, I expect to fail. Half jokingly, I tell my friends that I don't want to make it to 40. My therapist tells me that my illness doesn't define me, but I don't hear her over the sound of my subconscious at war with my heart. She can't save me. Sometimes I imagine that someone out there could, that life could be like the movies and I can ride out of the battle in the arms of a knight in the sunset and a happy ending. Senior year of college, I find Bukowski in the Harold Washington Library. He tells me, nobody can save you but yourself. Warlock told Thanos, three times you have subconsciously supplied the means to your own defeat. I was told to write lists of tasks to give me order and reason to feel accomplished by the end of the day. So I write out 20 bullets of all the things I need to do. Kick myself when I don't get through it and give up before I can make it a habit. I tell my boyfriend at brunch that I'll never reach my goals. He says I beat myself up too much and I set myself up for failure. I take a sip of my beer and scoff. Thanos left the universe to live in solitude and get himself together. To better understand himself and his place in the cosmic void, he worked on a farm. I isolated myself from my friends for 2 years, stopped visiting home, overworked, fought with my brother to the point that he couldn't even look me in the eye, dumped my 2-year partner on his birthday in my bedroom after he spent $300 on a plane ticket to come and see me, then left him alone with his tears to hang out with a person I thought I had fallen in love with, obsessed over that man for a year, sent him wild messages in my mania, wrote nearly 100 poems about him, slept with an embarrassingly high number of people, I'm so sorry, children that are listening to this podcast, that I met online, then tried to kill myself with a steak knife and running cold water on my bathroom floor. Not quite the same as a farm, but similar. Thanos fell in love with death and conquered the universe to impress her. I fell in love with death and a stained love seat. I promised her my sacrifice. Impatiently, she waits. As long as I want to die, I will never win. I will never publish a book. I will never go to grad school. I'll never make it to 40. I'm a master saboteur like Thanos. I've acquired my infinity gauntlet dozens of times, only to be defeated in the end by my own overgrown ego. But I want to reach greatness. I want to believe in the potential that people seem to think I have. I want to believe in the power that I wield. So I've started writing lists with 5 small tasks a day. Brush and floss, that's one. Write something. Bathe. Eat at minimum 2 meals. Read for 1 hour. The difficulty of the tasks change depending on my energy. High days call for tasks like pay this bill, publish the zine, organize the bookshelves by author and publication date. Low days are simpler. Get out of the house for minimum 5 minutes, eat a snack, answer a text message. These are tasks I know I can complete, and eventually, hopefully, I can get to the big stuff. I'm aware now and actively trying to defeat myself to save myself. Even Thanos, though defeated, accomplished so much. He saved Adam Warlock from his evil future self. He acquired the Infinity Gems and assembled the Infinity Gauntlet. He started the Infinity War, and he even punched his own son through a planet. He didn't accomplish his ultimate goal, total destruction of everything, but he got darn close. And he never stops trying. He once had dimensional domination in his grasp, and then he squandered it and crumpled at the feet of a vengeful grandchild. At the same time, Thanos is the villain of his story, so he's supposed to lose. Here's hoping I come out the hero in mine.
With a really touching piece and some great lesson on early 90s Marvel comics, if you guys want to do some reading before the next Avengers movie comes out. So also, Ariel made a great point about being involved with a lot of nonprofit work herself, like her food drive. So most of the people here tonight are here because they responded to a thread that I posted last month asking for people's favorite nonprofits and ones that they work with. So as part of the Fortnite this year, I'm going to be making a small donation to everyone's cause because I think that's a nice thing to do. And also all the money that you guys either have paid or will pay hopefully on the way out goes to 826. So thank you all for helping a really great